Father, the testimonies, we return the glory to you. We know it's not by power, it's not by might. And Father, we do not share your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Please, you may be seated, and please just be very attentive. As instructions come, I will be giving the instructions. And please, it's a note of warning, actually. Let me warn us, the Fola you knew last week is not the same Fola you're seeing here today. To those of us who are very familiar, maybe you've been in Love Assembly, or you've had us minister for years. Please get rid of that familiarity now and listen to the Spirit of God. I declare and I know the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. In an unusual way, and I've said, Lord, I don't want this to go, whatever sacrifice I have to make to keep this power that I see dwelling upon within and around, more like ever before, I just want to do what Jesus did. And Jesus said, this is the least any one of us will do. The works that I do, Jesus said, you shall do also. So it's not for exclusive few, it's not for pastors, it's not for apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. It's the least expected of you as a believer. So get ready for signs and wonders. Get ready to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. Get ready to see miracles. Just be ready. And listen, there's something about the sat nav and the Holy Spirit. Please, I hope brother at the back there is listening. I hope you are. You know, there's something about the sat nav and the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit is moving. Number one, you determine how far you want to go when you set your sat nav. You are the one who determines how far you want to go. If you want to go to London, you set your sat nav, and that will take you maybe about 3 hours' journey. You want to go to Scotland, some parts of Scotland, you might take almost half of a day to get to. You determine how far you want to go and get with God. Or you can decide you want to go next to the next street there. You set your sat nav, and that's how far the sat nav will lead you. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's how much of hunger you have that determines how much of the feeling you will get. It's how much of the thirst you have for the things of God, for the Spirit of God, for the miraculous. That's how much you will see. I was birthed into faith through a miracle. And I've been seeing miracles, signs, wonders in my life. And I just realized I can't shy away from that which God has called me, ordained me to do. So that's just a little way of introduction. But then the Spirit and the sat nav. Even if you set your sat nav to Scotland, do you realize if you don't move, the sat nav will not lead you? It's when you move, you begin to get direction. If you don't move, the sat nav will show your destination, will probably show you estimated time. But if you don't move, it won't tell you when to turn left, when to turn right. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. So determine how far you want to go with God. Please, some of us should just forget the past. Please, the past is gone. We are in the new. God is doing something new. Don't be left out. Please, get a new heart. God is pouring a new spirit. I want to share with us briefly, wherever I get to, I've been timed, and I'm learning now that the spirit of a prophet is subject to a prophet. It's not the teaching I'm about to give us. It's God confirming the word to you. So whatever I'm saying, just listen. God is speaking to you. It may not be exactly what I'm saying, but it may be just be something related. So I was meditating, and I'll see how it will go today. I have only 16 minutes, and I will stop in 16 minutes because we must pray and minister to people. And the Spirit of God is ministering already. I want to share with us what was laid on my heart within the 21 days prayer we had. And God gave me the message. God told me I will minister this in Manchester. I got a call to come to Manchester, and we went to minister. God told me to share this also with us. If you want to give it a title, ask is just call it Ask for Help, Mercy, and Grace. Ask for three things: help, mercy, and grace. Somebody say help, mercy, and grace. Okay. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. It says, let us therefore, that's verse 16, let us therefore come boldly, unashamedly, to the throne of grace. He says, so that we may obtain mercy and then find grace to help in time of need. So if you look at that verse 16, you will see help, you will see mercy, you will see grace. But then there's an instruction that we are meant to carry out. We should come boldly to ask. When we come to the throne of grace, thank God for, you know, all the great men of God and women who have been teaching us, praying through since the start of this month, following that theme of the grace of Christ Jesus. All the prayer altars we've raised, the 12 noon, the 6 p.m., and of course the 5:30 prayer room. Every revelation that's been coming to us about grace, please do not frustrate the grace of God. Don't take the grace of God in vain. He says, therefore come boldly. But what gives us the boldness is verse 15. He says, we have a high priest. That is Jesus. If you want to know the high priest is, it's Jesus. And Jesus understands our weaknesses. He sympathizes with us. He knows we are frail. He knows we miss it. He knows we need mercy. Listen, there's no need for mercy if there's no offense. There's no need for help. He knows we need help. That's why he sent us another helper, the Holy Spirit. You don't need help if you are not in some form of need or trouble or circumstances. You know, there's this old proverb. You know, when you have children, you know, maybe sitting down, a group of children, and you're walking, there's this proverb that says it's the child that stretches out their hands that automatically you will carry. The rest are sitting down there, and you're walking, and one stretches out their hands. It's, you know, by impulse, that's the one you will go for. Jesus taught three things: ask, seek, knock. And you know, he didn't say do it once. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't ever get tired of asking, seeking, and knocking. Today we're looking at asking for help, asking for mercy, asking for grace. Jesus, the Bible says, understands our weaknesses. He knows every temptation every one of us will go through. He knows, and he knows when we are falling. He knows some of us right here, maybe you fell into some sin or some temptation, or you are even being tempted at the moment. And let me say this to someone, I receive a word of knowledge. That same temptation, God is saying, watch out, I will make a way of escape. I will make a way of escape before you fall. You are going through a certain temptation, right? Don't focus on the temptation. Just start looking out. There is a way out, saith the Lord. And I will show you the way out. So, because he understands, and he's been tempted, and he navigated without sin, he says, therefore, come boldly. His throne is not a throne of judgment. Yes, I've missed it. Yes, I did what I shouldn't do. I said what I shouldn't say. I looked at what I shouldn't look at. But you know what? This throne you are coming to is not a throne of judgment. Listen, it's appointed unto man once to die. It's after you die that the throne of grace becomes the throne of judgment. While you are still alive, the Bible says goodness and mercy surely shall follow. There is no repentance in the grave. It is when you are alive that grace is available, mercies are available, and help is available. But then, do we ask? That's the question. Do we ask? So the Lord has been speaking to me about seven reasons why we must ask for grace, for mercy, and always ask for help. But then in a reverse engineering form, these are the reasons why we usually don't ask for help. Wherever we get to today, I will stop. So I will run through it. Reasons why we do not ask for help. If you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 4, the Bible tells us that, Judah, the people of God, they were surrounded by enemies and they all gathered together to seek and ask help from the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 4. We see that there. They asked help from the Lord. They asked help. So number one reason why we usually don't ask for help is because of shame. If I ask, that means I've exposed myself and they know that I'm going through this trouble. If I ask, that means what I've been covering up all this while, I will be found out. Do you know what happened? The Bible says in the book of Genesis, that man and the woman, they were both naked. They were not ashamed. They were naked before God and naked before themselves. The moment they began to cover up was after the devil came between them and God. That's when they began to cover up. Listen, what are you ashamed of? What has happened to you that has not happened to anybody? The Bible says there's no temptation. There's no trial, no tribulation that you're facing right now. That is not common to man. There's nothing new under heaven. You see, the people that God has respect for, I'm telling you, are people who have a contrite heart. That is, I've done it. I own up. I'm sorry. Lord, help me. God has more respect for such people than the people who rather will come and be displaying their CV before God. I pay my tithe. I gave the other day. I gave to the building fund. I gave this. By the way, if you have not given to the building, no, wait. For those who have given, God bless you. God multiply every seed you have sown. Please, if you have not given, please give. All right? I will leave it there. I don't preach on giving, but God is doing something and God needs your seed. Okay? Shame. What is it that you're ashamed of? Be naked before God. So shame does not let us ask for help. And some of us are wallowing in that shame because we're not asking for help. You will not be put to shame. For your shame, God says he will give you double, but you've got to ask. Ask for help, ask for mercy, ask for grace. Number two reason why we don't ask for help. Oh, some of us are shy. You know, I'm just shy, you know. I want to ask, but I'm just shy. You know, I'm just very shy. I remembered, you know, when we started pastoring, you know, years ago, and God bless everyone who has been on this journey since we, you know, planted Love Assembly in Liverpool. But, you know, I just find out that some people, they say, oh, no, they're just shy to ask. They're just shy to, you know, maybe get to talk to my pastor. Yes, my wife is my pastor. To my wife and I. Look, we are ordinary folks like you. And I don't, some of the reasons is usually maybe people past experiences and things like that. Listen, we are ordinary people, but thank God for the grace of God upon us to have the privilege to have spiritual oversight, right? We miss it, we fall, we rise. We go through challenges, we have our own issues. We are not like angels and every other person is human. We are as human as possible. Oh, just shy to ask for, you know, to talk. Or, please, don't be shy. Please tell somebody, don't be shy. Please ask them, what's your name? And please tell them, shyness is not a fruit of the Spirit. So because we are shy, we don't ask. And the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of timidity. That's the spirit of shyness. No, he's given us a spirit of love, power, sound mind. Don't be shy. Because we're shy, we don't ask. Number three. This is a very common one. The fear of no. If I ask, and they will say no, so I won't ask because of no. Excuse me. What if they say no? That's why you're not asking. What if they don't say no? Have you ever thought of that? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. And listen, even if they say no, do you know that no could be, not could be, is actually working together for your good. Because that door that shuts is only leading you to the one that will open. So ask. Ask. Fear of no, fear of rejection. Some of us have suffered rejection in life. We don't ask anymore. The person sitting next to you in the church might be the person holding that golden coin that will rescue you from your shame, from your trouble. Oh, I'm shy. I don't talk to, you know, I'm just shy. It is not a fruit of the Spirit. And please, no. So what? The Bible says all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are what? Yes. And amen. If a man says no to you, God, that means God is saying yes. And you will find that yes. Number four, and I'm going to end with this. I want to share seven things, so let me stop at number four. And this is very serious. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is saying this is something that is troubling a lot. Okay, no, let me be careful. This is one thing that is troubling some of us. It's called pride. You don't ask because of pride. Because of pride. You know, by the grace of God, I came into this country 21 years ago as a missionary. And I will say this disclaimer, God did not speak to me to come to the UK as a missionary. It's my wife God spoke to. I only listened to her and followed her. Thus said the Lord, husband, listen to your wife. I don't know who that is for. Not all the time, but most of the time. Okay? So I was coming in the plane, and God began to speak to me. I'd never been to the United Kingdom before. Never in my life, 21 years ago. And God began to speak to me, when you get to the land, go and teach. Go and train and become a teacher. Of course, I landed and I followed the Spirit of God, spare you all the story. Anyway, 5 years later, I obeyed. It took me 5 years to obey. And I suffered many things within those 5 years. And please, somebody listen. Five is the number of grace, but don't wait until... Is anybody here who has done driving tests 5 times? Please don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. Stand up. Stand up. You did it 5 times. You've passed. You've did it 5 times. You've not passed. Okay, you've passed. No, stand up. Stand up. You did it 5 times. Please celebrate these people. How many times did you do it? Okay. The reason why... Stand. The reason why you are standing is to let people see there's nothing new. Excuse me, what's failure? You failed, so what? You failed, so what? You passed. After how many attempts? 5? 7? Did you say 7? You can't remember, you lost count. How many times? 6 times. Grandma, how many times did you fail your driving test? 4 times, and you passed on the 5th attempt. How many times? Keep standing. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Why you failed? Stand up, all you people who failed. Yes. You failed 4 times and then passed the 6th time. You can't remember. But all of you have passed now. You are a source of encouragement to anybody going through any form of failure. Thank you. God bless you and honor you for standing up. If anything is shameful in your life now, God will give you double. Pride. Pride. After 5 years, I obeyed. And I went to the teaching. And every circumstance was bent backwards to accommodate me. I didn't fulfill the conditions to get into teaching, to get onto the postgraduate training. But they bent backwards. Part of it was that I should have done some training, been in the classroom, observed, done everything before I got on the course. They bent everything. I'd never stepped into the classroom. Ezekiel, the first time I stepped into the classroom was when Liverpool John Moss University posted me on my first, what do we call it? Not internship. Are you a teacher? Where's Onome? Was a teaching practice. First time in the classroom, I was shivering. And then listen, if God does not call you, don't teach in this country. That's a word of knowledge for somebody. I'm just advising you, okay? Word of wisdom, because you will fight demons, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of the classroom, wicked spirits. That's what you are up into. But this is where I'm going. I got into classroom and I was not confident because I didn't fulfill all the criteria. And you know when you're exposed? I said, Lord, help me. Help me. I asked for help. But I want to give you the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gave me. You've got to swallow your pride. When you go to the classroom, you know these children are very smart. Some of them even know better than you. So when you go into the classroom, just tell them, we're all here to learn. What I know, I will tell you. What you know, you tell me. And we all, I want their respect. Rather than you going there, they will have Googled it, sir. And they will mock you. Silly, I'm telling you. And you know one thing about the teaching profession? You are always under observation. Wisdom swallowed my pride and I started learning even from the students I should be teaching. And we all learned. And we all grew. Pride does not make some of us to ask. We're going to pray over those four things. Stand up. My time is up. Those four things today. Shame, shyness, we're timid to ask, fear of rejection, fear of no. Some of us have suffered rejection. There is healing in the house today, and some of us, listen, you will never get indigestion by swallowing your pride. Swallow that pride today and stop all the braggado, stop all the nonsense, putting up a front, a facade. You know you need help. Please, let's talk to the Lord, everybody. Is it fear? Is your own rejection? Shame. I'm ashamed. Is it pride? Pride is what caused the devil. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself right now under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Please, any of this addresses your situation, please pray to the Lord. And please, as you're praying right now, in the name of Jesus, if any of these things touches you and you want to just, you're not ashamed to come forward, any of this shame, shy, fear of rejection, pride, any of it, please come to this altar. Your stepping out is stepping out of breaking something. Breaking something. Some of you, pride will not let you come out right now. I'm telling you. God showed me some people, and I pray that I will see those people outside here, because God is saying he's breaking that spirit. Rejection. You suffered rejection. Just line up. Please, the camera, just show their back. Don't show anybody's faces. Just face the altar. Just face the altar. I want to pray with you, but you pray first. You are stepping out. Step out boldly. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. And if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, join this. Nobody knows why you are coming out, but God is dealing with shame. God is dealing with shyness, timidity. God is healing rejection, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of no, that has made you fall short of the best God has for you. Pride in the name of Jesus is of the devil. We bind that spirit of pride. I surrender. You're stepping out right now is a sign of surrender. Is a sign. If you are stepping out, step out. Let the world know you are stepping out. Let the devil know you are stepping out. Some years ago, I'd given my life to Jesus. Everybody knew I was a Christian in the church. I was even the one playing the keyboard. But then my life took a downward turn. An altar call was made. I didn't go out. And God told me, Spirit of God told me, this is the problem I have. You will never overcome this problem until you step out openly. I made up my mind, that service, I'm going out. I don't care whoever has been seeing me as a minister or whatever in this church. I am giving my heart to Jesus again. I am starting all over again. I hear the Spirit of God wiping off iniquities. I hear the Spirit of God saying the past is taking care of the past. He's taking care of your present and is setting you up for the future. You have stepped out not unto man. You have stepped out unto God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Oh, and receive grace to help in time of need. Please cry out to God. Whatever you stepped out for, receive it. Just say, Lord, I ask and I receive help. I receive mercy and I receive grace in this particular issue. In this particular issue, the test might be God will tell you to go to somebody you did not want to go for. I am receiving a word of knowledge. The person you didn't really want them to know, the Spirit of God is going to tell you, is telling you right now to go to them. If you are not clear about that, please come to me. I know the people God has showed me. I know by the Spirit of God what I'm saying. Father, your people have honored you. They have not honored man. They've responded to your call, not to the call of man. And Father, in the name of Jesus, for every shame, let there be a covering. For every shame, let there be double honor. Double. And Lord, I bind every spirit of timidity. You have not given any one of us the spirit of shyness. In the name of Jesus, I break that power of timidity. That spirit of fear, cast it out of you now in the name of Jesus. And right now, I declare over you, where it has been said no, God opens a new door. For some of you, that same door, God is saying, go back and knock. Go back and knock. It is a closed door that gets a knock, not an open door. It is a closed door. You knock. Said the Spirit of the Lord, the door is shut, but you knock and it shall be opened. And right now, Father, we reject the spirit of the devil, the spirit of pride, a haughty spirit that goes before a fall. Pride is not our portion. We receive the spirit of love, of power, a sound mind. Lord, let your glory fill this house. Let your power. Just receive help, mercy, and grace. Help, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for this balm of Gilead. Glory be to your name forever and ever. Talk to God right now and thank Him. You thank Him. As you thank Him, yes, you feel that weight lift. Go back to your seat. As you feel that you have received something, just go quietly to your seat, thanking Him. Pray until you have that sense that a burden has gone, a shame has gone, pride gone. Fear, rejection, you have been rejected. Raka lepratos kepa, that Isaiah chapter 54, you were forsaken, but God has received you. Once you feel that heavy burden, please everybody praying, even if you are in the congregation, just pray, even if you did not step out, Once you sense, yes, la prosipan kalos kilaba, you can go to your seat. Libratika lokorosa paramante kele kurama shada. Le kurasa pa parabasa parabada berebeske debrala lekuta zabaraba. Rabu sam branda hata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our helper. Oh, thank you, helper. Hey, when I call, hey, you answer me. When I am down, you lift me up. Ebenezer, my help, my help. Hey, Ebenezer, hey. Ebenezer, hey.
Ebenezer,
my stone of help. Only you are my
helper.
Ebenezer, hey. Take the announcement. We're just going to dance a little bit, and whoever is coming to take the announcement, please come. But those of us who stepped out, God is saying again, dance again. I'm just hearing dance, 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 dance. Come on, let's go. 1, 2.
Just want to thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your help. Even today, you've helped us to dance. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.